Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 99. The Wang family of the present was no longer the distinguished aristocratic Wang Xie family whose tales filled the Book of Jin. Along with the change in dynasties, the ruling families would also rise and fall as the years passed by. The Kuai Ji Wang clan members, who were currently present, were not direct descendants of the Wang family. They are merely from a side branch of the main family, and are only able to claim some level of kinship at best. Since their forefathers had set foot within the Jianghu, they were considered aristocracy of the Jianghu. As such, they would conduct merchant activities on the side, while having nothing to do with the matters of the imperial court. They are one of the more famous and powerful influential families in the Jianghu. Although the Kuai Ji Wang family was only a side branch of the original Wang family, it was to be expected that this relationship would allow them to view themselves as a high-ranking and wealthy family. Naturally, they would not pay heed to a small organization like Bi Xia Zong. They were unwilling to follow Yi Bi Chen out to personally welcome the other group, and as they were guests, Yi Bi Chen was also unable to force them to do so. After mutually exchanging pleasantries and taking their seats, Yi Bi Chen first thanked Shen Qiao for the aid he had previously given the Su family in Chang'an. Then he spoke to Zhao Shiying. Bi Xia Zong had suffered from misfortune. This humble Taoist was too far away to provide assistance and was unable to hurry over in time to help you. Thinking about it now, one can't help but feel regret at this. I asked Zhao Zongzhu not to blame us. Zhao Chiying sighed. Yi Guanzhu is too polite. All of Bi Xiazong's problems stemmed from internal sources. It is fortunate that we have now pulled through from this crisis. Unfortunately, the number of disciples has greatly waned and our sect is not as good as it used to be. On the other hand, your noble temple is filled with talented people, with many elites showing up at your gate. It truly causes one to feel both admiration and envy. Yi Bichun fiddled with his beard as he replied, Zhao Zongzhu does not need to worry so much over the matter. Looking at these two disciples of yours, I believe that as long as they are willing to practice diligently, they will definitely be able to make great achievements in the future. Even if he was only saying it to be polite, to receive words of praise from Chunyang Guan's Yi Bichun was enough to make Zhou Yexue and Fan Yunbai feel extremely happy and excited. Seeing that these kinds of useless and empty courtesies would likely continue, Guang San Lang couldn't help but lightly cough, interjecting, May I ask, Yi Guanzhu, if there are other sects who will be participating in the sword trial conference? Yi Bichen replied, There are many sects who have come to participate in the sword trial conference. Is Wang San Gongzi searching for someone? Perhaps you are looking for a teacher to apprentice yourself to. Wang San Gongzi gave a hollow laugh as he replied, Ha! Yi Guanzhu really knows how to joke. Our Wang family has countless martial arts manuals that I can't even finish practicing them all. Where would I have the time to find a teacher to take me as a disciple? If there are other sect leaders and patriarchs who will be attending the event, I will have to trouble Yi Guanzhu to introduce us so that my brother and I can make their acquaintance. Zhan Zhijian may have an influential background, but unfortunately he was not an important figure of the Linchuan Xue Gong. He was only here as a messenger. The Bi Xia Zong's current reputation is so diminished that it had now fallen beneath the notice of both young masters of the Wang family. As for Shen Qiao, although he had made great progress in his martial arts, the Wang brothers had witnessed the battle at Ban Bu Feng, and the scene where he had fallen down the cliff was still deeply imprinted within their memories. However high the hopes and expectations they had once held for Xuan Dushan's Zhang Jiao, was however low they had now fallen, to the point that those same hopes had been completely obliterated. Upon meeting Shen Qiao now, they had long lost their former reverence and awe, and felt that the other person was merely mediocre. As such, they did not have any intention of associating with him. Therefore, everyone who was currently present had already been excluded from the circle of acquaintances that the Wang brothers wished to make. Everyone in the world loves fame. The people of the Jianghu are no exception. With regards to the sword trial conference, many people had rushed over for Liu Ligong's rankings, but on the other hand, they also had intentions of forming alliances with Chun Yang Guan in order to band together against the Buddhist faction and He Huanzong. While the Wang family resided in southern Chen Dynasty, they also had plenty of business dealings in the north. Thus, they could not ignore He Huanzong's growing influence and power. The Wang family considered themselves as a noble and famous clan. So how could they be willing to work with the likes of He Huanzong? As such, the Wang brothers' other intention for coming to Chunyangguan was to investigate. If numerous prominent sects were to depend on Chunyangguan at this time, it would show that Chunyangguan is indeed powerful and influential, and the Wang family would then consider allying with them. Otherwise, they may as well just cooperate with Lin Chuan Xie Gong. Why should they neglect those who were close at hand and seek aid from afar? Their question clearly showed their disregard for the others present. While Zhao Shiying and Shen Qiao paid no heed to it, Fan Yuanbai and Zhou Yueshi couldn't help but show their indignation. Yi Bichun gave a small smile, as if he hadn't understood the implication of Wang Sanlang's words. The guests from the other sects are also present. It is just that they are being settled accordingly. Some of them are still at the foot of the mountain. If Wang Sanggongzi wishes to meet them, it would not be troublesome for us. The disciples of this temple can lead you there later. Everyone's lodgings are arranged together. No one is discriminated against due to their status. Wang Erlang was somewhat disappointed at this. These words clearly implied that, unlike what they had expected, the martial arts experts that they wished to meet would not show up at the event. Wang Sanlang was still unwilling to give up and followed up with another question. It was said that the last sword trial conference held 10 years ago was an assembly of elites and was completely filled with outstanding heroes vying for supremacy. 5 or 6 of the world's current top 10 experts were even among them. Can it be that after a mere 9 years, the influence of the sword trial conference has declined to this extent? Zhou Yueshi couldn't hold back the sneer on her face. Does this person consider true martial arts experts to be like cabbage that can be easily summoned at one's leisure? Since they are martial arts experts, they would naturally feel the need to put on airs and act in a befitting, lofty manner. It was very much like the Huan Yuezong's Dongzhu, who had disdained participating in occasions such as this one, and thus had left the party halfway during their journey. Only someone with a gracious and kind temperament like Shen Qiao would be willing to act as a foil and accompany them to attend the event. But who would have expected that because of this, he would be belittled by someone who had eyes but was unable to recognize talent? Pearls were strewn in front of them, and yet they mistook them to be nothing more than fish eyes. It was truly ridiculous and laughable. Wang Sanlang noticed the sardonic look on her face and frowned. This Niangzi's expression reveals her contempt. Do you have any objections to what I said? Zhou Yueshi replied in an indifferent tone. This one would not dare. It's just earlier, I saw a monkey who had lived in the mountains its entire life. It had only seen the piece of sky above its head, yet it believed that the mountain encompassed the entire world. Wang Sanlang naturally picked up on her insinuation that he was a short-sighted and narrow-minded rodent, and sneered grimly. It turns out that this one is glib and eloquent. Let's hope that your martial arts skills are just as clever, so you don't lose your life when you offend someone with your utter nonsense. Having spoken these words, he rolled his sleeves and the resulting momentum swept the teacup from the table. The filled teacup steadily sailed towards Zhou Yueshi without a single drop of its contents spilling nor overflowing. Since Wang Sanlang dared to look down on Bi Xiazong, it must mean that he possessed some ability, Liang Ba Shuazi. From this move that was just demonstrated, even Yi Bichun's expression revealed praise and appreciation. He possessed a level of finesse and skill that could be considered astonishing among the younger generation. Zhou Yeshu was greatly startled. She involuntarily took a step backwards before the teacup reached her. Zhao Qiying inwardly shook her head. She planned to step in and help, but Shen Xiao stopped her with a hand. Although it looked as if Shen Xiao had remained still, his other hand had picked up his own cup from the table. After downing its contents, he tossed it out right at the cup that Wang Sanlang had thrown. The two cups collided with a crisp sound, but neither cup cracked. The liquid in the first teacup shook, and its contents spilled and fell into Shen Xiao's cup. Both cups then rebounded from the impact and were sent back to their respective owners' hands. All this happened in an instant. Wang Sanlang caught his cup, his expression remaining blank and dazed, as if unbelieving of what he had just witnessed. Shen Xiao grasped the cup that flew back to him, sniffing its contents for a moment before putting it back down. It seems that Yi Guan Zhu is impartial towards all his guests. Wang San Gong Zi's tea is no different from the tea that we had been served with. Since this is the case, why must Wang San Gong Zi be so enthusiastic in insisting that we also taste your tea? Shen Xiao's move was performed with skill and brilliance far exceeding that of Wang Sanlang's. It appeared to be casually and effortlessly executed, yet to call it a genius move would still be an understatement, as only one with a deep and profound nei gong and skillful techniques would be able to accomplish it. In comparison, what Wang Sanlang did to Zhou Yeshu could be likened to someone performing a saber dance in Guan Gong's presence. Guan Gong mian qian wu da dao. Completely overestimating his own abilities. After coming to this realization, the Wang brothers no longer dared to carelessly look down on the other party. Wang Sanlang looked rather dejected as he arched his hands without saying a word, which could be regarded as a form of apology. There will always be talents above other talents, and skies above other skies. Ren wai you ren, tian wai you tian. It turns out that even Shen Xiao, whom they felt to be unworthy of being ranked amongst the world's top 10 martial arts experts, would still be a mountain that they could not conquer. Yi Bichen watched this series of events with the dispassion of a bystander. When he saw that the Wang family's enthusiasm and spirit had been greatly diminished, he did not speak any further and only smiled. Today, everyone has journeyed from afar and must be quite exhausted. Would it be acceptable if this humble Taoist has some people lead everyone to where they can retire for the day? The Wang brothers naturally did not have any objections to this. Zhang Zhiqian also nodded. Then we will have to trouble Yi Guanzhu for this. Once they had left the main hall, Li Qingyu told Shen Qiao, I live in a small building on the east side, the one with the character Li on the nameplate by the door. Shen Daozhang is welcome to come and find me there if you have any concerns. Shen Xiao thanked him, and then he and Zhao Qiying were led by Chun Yang Guan's disciples to their respective lodgings. Zhao Qiying deliberately lagged behind by a few steps, allowing Fan Yuanbai and the rest to walk ahead. She then pulled Shen Xiao closer to whisper in his ear, No matter how I look at this situation, Yi Guanzhu seemed to have had more to say, but was interrupted by the Wang brothers. Shen Xiao nodded, It does seem to be that way. After all, he had once been a sect leader himself. On one hand, Yi Bichen, coming out to welcome them in person, expressed his sincere attitude towards them. But on the other hand, it also served as a prelude for some important matters that he needed to discuss with them. Zhao Qiying wondered aloud, Then, in your opinion, does he wish to discuss a possible alliance with us? Shen Xiao did not answer the question. Instead, he asked, If this is the case, how does Zhao Zongzhu intend to respond? Zhao Qiying sighed. Right now, both the He Huanzong and Buddhist factions are highly powerful and influential. If they intend to annex the Bixiazong the same way that the Tujue attempted to do in the past, given Bixiazong's current situation, we can only resign ourselves to our fate, Zuo Yi Dai Bi. Perhaps an alliance would be a viable solution. Shen Xiao continued on. I can see that Yi Guanzhu is vigorously ambitious, and the way he handles matters is impressive. The Buddhist faction currently has Xue Ting to develop it to great heights, and the Confucianists have Lin Chuan Xue Gong. It is only the Taoist faction which remains like a platter of scattered sand, Yi Pan San Sha. It would be a good thing if he is able to unite all the Taoist sects. Zhao Qiying was silent for a moment and then said, In terms of the present timing, Yi Guanzhu may not easily achieve his wish. The Sword Trial Conference has always been a grand event in the martial arts world, but right now, even Lin Chuan Xuegong has only sent over one disciple. The situation does not look promising. She paused for a moment and then continued, "Actually, if we are to discuss martial arts and character, Shen Daozhang may not necessarily be inferior to Yi Guanzhu. If you are willing to step forward, I will not hesitate to lead Bi Xiazong in marching under your banner." Shen Qiao shook his head and couldn't help but laugh. "I don't even have a sect to call my own right now. Even if you wanted to follow me, how am I able to take you in?" He felt that Zhao Chiying was merely cracking a joke. However, Zhao Chiying was completely serious about the matter. "How many people in this world are like Shen Daozhang, who will travel Qian Li in order to fulfill a single promise? It is not only my Bi Xiazong who is extremely grateful to have received your grace. How many of the people who have crossed paths with you in the past would dare say that they had never once benefited from your kindness? There's even Yan Zongzhu, a person who does not distinguish between righteousness and evil and acts solely in accordance with his own nature and desires. Doesn't he also see only you in a different light?" Shen Qiao gave a wry smile. "With regards to what you said about him seeing me in a different light, I fear it arises solely from the intention to tease and play around." Zhao Qing gave a light smile. "I do not necessarily think so." While conversing, the two of them arrived at their lodgings. They happened to be adjacent to each other, presumably for ease of communication. The two of them went to their respective houses to wash up. Shen Qiao had just finished washing his face when he heard a knock on his door. He had expected it to be Zhao Qiying, who may have had something else to discuss with him. But upon opening the door, he saw Zhang Zhiqian standing outside. "Shen Daozhang, have you been well?" Zhang Zhiqian asked as he arched his hands in greeting. Shen Qiao turned sideways to let him inside. "Zhang Langjun, please come in." Zhang Zhiqian replied, "I feel ashamed to speak of it. At first, when I saw Shen Daozhang, I was extremely delighted and hoped to have a good and long conversation with you, as well as to explore my painting techniques. Unfortunately, I have prior instructions from my Shizun, so I need to return as soon as possible. I can only come here to bid you farewell." Shen Qiao was surprised. "You're in such a hurry. Doesn't the Sword Trial Conference officially commence tomorrow?" Zhang Zhiqian laughed bitterly. "It is precisely because the event starts tomorrow that I must return today. It is likely that in tomorrow's Sword Trial Conference, there will be a rain of blood that will leave its stench on the wind. By then, the people of Chunyang Guan would not even be able to protect themselves, and there would no longer be any point in discussing alliances. The gentleman does not wait beneath a hazardous wall. I truly do not wish to watch Shen Daozhang become embroiled with such matters. Hence, I wonder if you would be willing to go back to Lin Chuan Xuegong with me. Shizun will definitely welcome Daozhang." Shen Qiao noted that he spoke very seriously of grave matters, and yet it was conveyed in a haphazard manner without any rationale whatsoever. He couldn't help but frown as he asked, "What on earth is going on?"